Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to the Bro Show Podcast. We're back. And if you're watching the video version, you might notice we do have different angles. Hi!
Hey!
We're just trying something out. Bro Show 2.0.
Yeah, we did this for 2 weeks once, and then we just decided to stop, but we're doing it again. We decided to just be like, what happens if we elevate the podcast? Like,
do we
turn into different people? Do we start shopping at farmers markets? I'm not sure.
I know, and we can't even pretend that it's just the angles that are changing. Like, I know everyone's watching, and like, they notice I'm wearing jeans. Like, I'm wearing like a stylish sweater I got on Depop. Like, it's not like we can just pretend like, oh, it's the same podcast. Like, I am maybe going to wear jeans now. Like, I actually decided, I'm like, I'm going to wear jeans on the podcast. So, like, it feels more of like a thing, you know?
To the viewers or in your mind or a little bit both. Of both?
Like, when they watch me in jeans, like, they're like, oh, wait, is this like Jimmy Fallon? Like, that type of vibe.
But yeah, I get you. Because then if a viewer or anyone watching sees you in sweats, it's like, oh, it's more of a lazy vibe, but
yeah.
When you're wearing jeans, it can still be chill, but it's just like you're really doing something.
I know, that's the vibe. Because I realize, like, since I work from home, like, I never have a reason really to get dressed up, unless, like, I'm going out to eat or something. But even then, like, even if I have something to do, like, where I might have to, quote-unquote, get dressed up, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to wear sweats until that event. Like, I'll wear sweats until, like, 4 p.m. and then put on jeans. But, like, I decided, like, 2022... I'm going to wear jeans from the moment I get up to the moment I go to sleep. I'm going to wear jeans at the gym. Jeans on the treadmill.
That's another level.
I know. I'm going to be that type of bitch.
The thing about jeans is that if you find a comfy pair, they're honestly comparable to sweatpants.
I know. That's the hack. Get the pajama jeans.
Nobody's paying us, so I won't tell you like what jeans we're wearing. But the jeans that I'm wearing are so comfortable. And they actually feel like sweatpants. They're the Levi's 511. This is what, okay, if I heard someone else say this, I picture a little kid, but 5'11 athletic fit. It just sounds like,
So those actually are jeans you wear to the gym.
It just sounds so like, yeah, like, I'm in fifth grade. That's what it reminds me of for some reason.
Wait, why?
Because I feel like everyone in fifth, in elementary school has like jeans that are just like, have like these elastic bands and like, yeah.
Oh yeah, my jeans aren't Levi's, but they also are stretchy. They're actually Everlane, which like, I don't know that much about the brand, but I think like the whole thing is like it's sustainable or something. But I actually don't know if that's true, so I don't want to say anything, but.
Funny how you're saying that because you're basically saying like, yeah, like Jacob doesn't like care about being like ethical and sustainable.
Oh yeah, that's whenever I wear these, I always have to mention like, by the way, like the company's sustainable.
Yeah, so the...
Like, I'll always have to bring it up. That might not even be true. I don't even know.
I know that Levi's has ads running everywhere that says it's, like, sustainable and it, like, helps the earth. But I don't know if that means that... Like, it just because it's sustainable, I don't know if it's, like, ethical, but...
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I guess, like, I mean, that's, like, a whole other podcast, but, yeah.
But this podcast, we actually both researched, like, creepy things...
How did this start? Like, I feel like slowly Lucas joked about it earlier this week. We're like turning into Kundo Ray's podcast. You know, Kundo Ray has the Mile High podcast. And
oh, yeah. It's all the conspiracies.
Yeah. And her YouTube videos are like, this person died in Dunville, 1985. What happened? And like slowly we're like transitioning to that.
We might just turn into like scary influencers.
Oh,
like
yeah.
All we talk about is scary things.
Like you go to my Instagram, it just is like blood on my face. And it's like, one day we all die.
Oh, yeah. We're officially, yeah.
Scary people.
But I think it's because, not saying Kendall Ray's a scary person,
oh,
but like,
no.
What she talks about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You guys get it.
Kendall Ray doesn't even do stuff like that on Instagram. I haven't seen, she doesn't. Like,
imagine her on Instagram. Like, her Instagram isn't also scary.
Oh,
she just
like,
talks about scary things.
Yeah, like, what, like, it's funny because what, like, I was saying was, if you do scary stuff on the, like, talk about scary stuff, you also have a serial killer, but that doesn't even make sense. That isn't how it works.
It's because this all started because I got a Finsta TikTok. Which I never have had a Finsta. I guess my Reddit's a Finsta because like I don't have like a public Reddit. profile.
Do people have public Reddits, by the way?
I don't think, because like that whole Reddit is sort of like Finsta, the app, in a way. Like everyone's sort of anonymous.
Yeah. When I first found out about Reddit from you, I feel like that's what I found magical about it and different from other social media platforms, is that it felt like anyone could say anything.
Yeah.
Because it's all like anonymous, I guess.
But yeah. I did start a Finsta TikTok.
So give like the reasoning behind it.
There is a lot of reasons. First of all, on my public verified TikTok.
Yeah.
It is verified. Just wanted to shout that out. Follow it. Just kidding, I never even post on there. But I didn't like my For You page that much.
I'm joking.
So I wanted to start TikTok fresh, because I was like, what do they show you? Like if you just start from the beginning. And also, I didn't like seeing stuff that people tagged me in. Because lots of times it was like stuff that was like, someone said I look like the Fred guy, like that sucks. And it's like, so basically the whole undertone is, I'm ugly? Okay, that's the joke. The whole joke is, someone said I look like him. Ew! Like, I am humbled. And it's like, okay, I just don't want to see stuff I was tagged in.
Yeah, like, bad or good, I get it.
Yeah, but I still go on there sometimes, so if you do tag me in something, I will maybe see it. But,
people need to stop being mean.
No, I actually get the joke. It's like people are saying, obviously Fred was like a crazy character. They're like, someone said I looked like Fred. Like, I obviously understand how that's like embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, so it's because I'm ugly. Even though it's probably not even what it's about, but like, I'm just like bringing up my own insecurities, you know?
So your reasoning is because you want to have a new algorithm, and also because you don't want to see who you're tagged with.
Yeah, and then I was just like, oh, I might as well have a Finsta one, and I can like comment things, and like, not that I can't comment on my main one, but like get in fights with people, like do it. Like, I want to just be able to be completely free.
Okay, that's the thing about it, is that this sounds so dumb, but like having a Finsta any social media does sound fun, because just, yeah, on any social media platform, I don't leave any comments. Legit, I never leave comments, but I want to like go on like YouTube, and if I like a video, like say like, hey, like what? Like I don't know, like I could do that on my actual YouTube channel, but it just feels more freeing being anonymous.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Because, like, then I can, like, detach myself from, like, my, like, character, Jacob Cook.
I'm joking. But, what was I saying? Oh, the reason, I got a Finsta. And right, first of all, the Finsta, I think I thought I was, like, a parent, because I'm 28 and live in the Midwest. So it was, like, sending all these parent things. I had to, like, scroll through those so fast. Like, no, this isn't the TikTok for me. Eventually, I've been on it for like a week now. It now knows I'm like a scary person. So it gives me all these like creepy conspiracy things, like just like playful ones. Like, oh, like not like those scary, like really dark ones. Yeah. This one was saying there's a hole in Washington, D.C. It's called Mel's Hole. So I was like, I want to talk about that on the podcast. So that's how we kind of came up with this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't even know anything about it, but you're going to teach. Tell me about it, right?
Another thing on my new TikTok, though, is I get so many TikToks of blind animals. Like, you watch one blind animal TikTok, and you're like, oh my god, someone has a blind cat.
We actually know a blind animal. Wait. Oh, wait, no, I'm a deaf animal.
Oh, deaf, yeah. Oh my god, maybe that'll be next on my For You page.
Phoebe. I don't know, what's her middle name?
Our family's Pomeranian is deaf.
Do you know Phoebe's middle name?
Oh, shit, what is it?
Like, it's so funny that people have middle names for their pets.
Wait, I don't remember her middle name. I feel like bad.
But so those blind pet TikToks, and is it just people being like, this is so sad?
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, like me, I'm waking up my blind cat, and it was like so cute because like the cat doesn't know where she is, you know? But like she's like, oh my god, like my owner's here, but like she doesn't know what direction to look. And then,
so why is it cute? I'm joking.
I started getting so many blind ones. So then I just start scrolling through those really fast because it's like, I like the blind pet content, but I don't want them to think like that's my only thing. You know?
Yeah, I mean, with so many, like, Instagram, TikTok, I feel like, okay, I go on my Instagram shop thing, and it just is, like, bulges. It's, like, these ads for, like, these underwear, and, like, it's basically just showing, like, the bulge. And, like, it's, like, okay, like, that's, but, like, it just gets to a point where it's, like, they, like, really want me to see dick. Like,
God, your activity on the app, like, you must be zooming into, like, people's dick areas or something while looking through your Instagram.
Yeah, somehow Instagram found out that my brain releases endorphins when I see a bulge. Like, I don't know how they did that. Like, I don't even know if that happens, but they must know more than me. Like,
oh, yeah.
They must have, like, a, I'm joking. I was just going to go like full conspiracy. He's like, they must have a chip in my brain that tracks in dolphins. I'm joking, guys.
But another funny thing I noticed on my new TikTok is I got like, sometimes I get these TikToks of people who like, I'm not going to say they're ugly because that's just mean, but like their whole thing is like, I have like a really weird look. Like it's just like so unique. Like, yeah. It's one of those things where, like, they're just so weird. It looks like a cartoon.
Oh, yeah, like, they, like, yeah, just a bunch of shit happening. But it's so funny,
because I pictured, I was like, I wonder if the comments are mean, which I guess I'm part of the problem because I thought that. But all the top comments were, nobody better be mean in here. And they were saying, like, I'm writing this comment, like, do not bully them and all this stuff. But I'm like, that's almost worse because, like, you know what I mean?
No, 100%. That's even more mean. So, okay. Like, okay, this happens a lot on social media. I'm trying to think of an example. Okay, I don't have an example, but like stuff like that to me is like more mean because those people are basically saying they're butt ugly, so please don't comment that they're butt ugly. Like that's no, what they're saying.
That's
right?
What I got the vibe of, but then I'm part of the problem because I looked at the comments because I was like, oh my god, are people being mean? But then all the comments are like, don't be mean, guys.
But them saying that is them, like, being aware that, like,
yeah,
oh, like, this person is so easy to make fun of.
Yeah, because I feel like if I was the one posting that TikTok and all the comments were like, be nice to him, guys, like, I would be like, okay, just tell me, like, what you actually are feeling.
because I guess, like, they have good intentions.
Yeah.
Whoever's commenting this shit. But this made me think, I feel like this stuff has happened to me. When someone comments something like that's like supposed to be nice, but it's actually mean.
Okay, or sometimes like I don't know if people are serious, but they'll comment sometimes being like, wow, like I'm worried for you or something, but it's like you aren't actually, right?
No. Okay.
It's like
I don't know when this happened. So like I honestly just like post stuff I wanna post on like YouTube and Instagram, but I feel like it's the same with me. There's actually a theme on like all my social medias where people say like, are you okay? And it's like, just because I shaved my head, why does that mean I'm like about to like, I'm about to like jump off a cliff? Like, why does that, like, okay, but like, it just like, it makes me like have this thing where I'm like, wait, am I okay? Like, what?
No, because sometimes they write it on the most simple things too. Like my latest Instagram photo, me wearing a wig, because it was an ad for Hot Topic. So it was me wearing like an emo wig. And someone wrote like, this is funny and all, but like, are you okay and stuff? And it's like, but all I'm doing is wearing a wig. Like, are we not allowed to wear wigs in 2022?
Yeah, I feel like it's so judgmental to say stuff like that.
I know, but obviously they're just probably
kidding. I feel like most of them are just kidding. But then there's like a small percentage of like, should I like find out his address and like call the police on him? You know?
I guess we can't be surprised. I mean, look at the content. Some, like your clown song that I helped you make, like, I could see how someone would be like, what is this, you know? But, like, that's it's a vibe to, like, make people worried.
Yeah, and I guess, like, in like a sense, like, I sometimes just, like, post stuff that just is, like, that makes me, like, look like...
Unhinged.
Yeah, like, unhinged, and I just, like, think it's funny, so I guess it makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And plus, like, if people, like, I'd rather have people think I'm not okay than think I'm okay. Wait, I actually might stand by that.
Yeah, and I have said on this podcast before that my dream is to have a Marina Joyce type situation where, like, people think I'm in danger. Like, they think I'm being kidnapped against my will.
I feel like if you really wanted to make that happen, you could. I have a few ideas.
Oh, should we get them going?
I actually have a few
Start
ideas.
Start the brainstorm session.
Don't I say a few? Okay, so, like... So, like, you would do videos in the Fred wig and, like, act so creepy. And people say, like,
I don't want to do this.
Is someone forcing him to do more Fred videos for the money or something like that? So, if you really wanted to, you could. But, obviously, it's a joke. But, yeah.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, well, might have to cut that part out of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. So, they can't tell that, like, it's not real, you know?
Yeah.
But,
my big topic for this podcast is... 2 weeks ago, we did ghost stories, and there was like a few comments that said, you guys should talk about creepy reoccurring dreams. And I feel like we're on the same wavelength, the people that commented that, because in my podcast notes, I have a note folder in my phone, on my computer, both iCloud, which like, people have already said it, and like, I'm just stealing the joke, but like, no one understands iCloud, but all of us have it.
Oh yeah, that's a thing.
I know. But yeah, like, I put a little, like, anecdote about this reoccurring dream that I had, but then people commented to do a reoccurring dream episode, and, like, I felt like we want a wavelength to go.
Oh, yeah, so then you're gonna dive into reoccurring dreams.
Yeah, but first, let's hear about yours.
First of all, I do have one more just, like, minor topic to bring up.
Oh, yeah, say it.
Pinocchio is gay.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm so excited.
He hasn't officially came out, but Pinocchio has a new movie coming out, I guess. And people.
It's so funny, Wagner, he's a person.
He is. And he might be gay now. But like, this is the only evidence. Should I just play it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully an ad doesn't come up.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see. You are. The coach is headed for the cliff. She's gonna fall. Signorina, left it.
Okay. Yeah,
does it just end there?
Yeah, it was at the very beginning, I think.
Oh, she talks again at the end.
But I realize she is the most beautiful thing the world has to offer.
So people are just saying, like, oh my god, like, he's gay.
I feel like the crazy thing about it, though, is that I watched the full ad in that for the movie, and it was kind of like saying that, like, he's gonna find love. So, like, so, and it was kind of saying, like, it's like a female. So,
oh, maybe they're probably trying to normalize gay voices, but, like, straight people can never have gay voices, you know?
Is the person that's voicing him gay?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not saying if you're gay, if you have a voice like that, you're automatically gay. But I'm just saying, like,
but I didn't watch the full trailer. I only have seen this little clip that people keep making into him. He was saying, "Father, go get her." Like, is that the only part that even has like the gay voice?
I think it's just like that 7 second part where like it like does just sound like someone's doing a joke on TikTok trying to act gay, like. Like, I don't even know what you call it, but like, you know how like people say like, gay voices, like when you like insinuate like ends of words like that.
Oh, maybe they purposely put that on the trailer. Yeah. To like,
just to get, no, but
get some gay memes going.
Well, the thing about it is that I don't think they liked it because they toned off the comments, which it kind of would make sense why Disney wouldn't like people calling the movie gay. Just because people that are anti-gay now won't watch the movie. And that
ultra conservative. They're like, oh my God, Pinocchio is out. They look at the comments and they're like, is this going to turn my kid gay? Oh my God, do not bring them.
Yeah, and I'm guessing like out of the 300 million people that live in the U.S., that's like 20 million people maybe. Maybe less, I don't know. But like, that's a lot of money that they're losing out on. Okay, I don't know if they, but they did turn off the comments. They were embarrassed by it. Walt Disney was embarrassed.
So I just had to say that. That also came up on my For You page. Somebody said, Pinocchio's gay. So I just had to share with you guys. Actually, we can't assume, though. Like you said, he is trying to find a girl in the movie. So can't just be like, oh, he's gay because his voice is gay. Because the two don't necessarily correlate.
I just have the idea that sexuality is fluid. So, like, I'm just going to say he's gay no matter what. Because I just feel like he's 30, he's going to have
That's
a gay...
That's true.
I was about to say a gay phase, but what I mean is that he's just bisexual, but he just like, you know, you like some people that are bisexual say like they have like a month of, I've heard people say that before.
Maybe, I bet you Pinocchio's
like that. Yeah, yeah, so he's gay.
Wait, also, is it about Pinocchio being an adult? Because that's an adult man voice. I thought
He looked like a little kid in the trailer, though.
You think they would get a little kid to voice it, then?
Also, I thought Pinocchio was about his nose gets bigger when he lies, but from watching the 2-minute trailer, there was nothing about that.
Really? They dropped that whole thing? It's not about a big nose person anymore?
Well, from the trailer, it didn't seem like that.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is, when he lies, his nose gets bigger.
The thing
And big noses equal bad, apparently. Okay, Disney, trying to
the thing
get
about
the nose
it,
job industry going.
The people that owned Botched actually made the movie. Because they want more people to get nose jabs. Botched,
oh my god, I knew it.
But the thing about it is, I actually like... Okay, so I actually haven't ever watched the movie Pinocchio, I don't think. But when I was little...
Neither, I don't
think. I had like an obsession with him. Like, I kind of...
Wait, really? An obsession?
Okay, I don't know what you'd call it, but... But like, I just remember thinking he was really cool. Oh. Even though I never watched the movie,
he's just a straight up liar.
I thought the idea of like him was cool to me.
Oh, okay. Because
his nose got bigger and he lied, like... It's kind of funny, like, if I, like, every time I did something, like, something in my body changes.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, why do you? But, yeah, I have an obsession with Pinocchio.
Was his nose, like, wooden? For some reason, in my memory, I'm picturing a wooden nose.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
I also, like, I don't know, actually. I was going to say, like, were the people that created it, like, wanting to make it look like a dick or something? I just pulled that out of my ass.
I don't remember what it looks like.
It was just like a long nose. So I guess
how it, no matter what, it's gonna like, if you have this certain mindset, it's gonna look like a dick. It's like, why are they trying to make it look like a dick?
Oh yeah, that's just like me being like anything that's like the same energy as saying like a banana looks like a dick. Like, that's like, so dumb.
Who created that? It's disgusting. This podcast is sponsored by Green Chef. Enjoy your greens while being green. Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic packaging in every box and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. It's also very convenient and easy. Green Chef makes cooking super easy, and you spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Green Chef is America's number one meal kit for eating well, with dinners that work for you, not the other way around.
We've both ate Green Chef before on multiple occasions, and it's been delicious. Mm-hmm. They give you all the ingredients portioned out so you don't waste anything. And it's pretty quick and easy, and it always tastes delicious. We had pasta from Green Chef recently, and it was the perfect serving size, and I liked how I could feel healthy about eating it.
Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. We love switching between the brands, and now our listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount. Go to greenchef.com/LucasJacob130 and use code LucasJacob130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/LucasJacob130 using the code LucasJacob130 to get $130 off. Okay, so should I get into mine first, Mel's Hole?
Yeah.
So the reason why I was intrigued by this is because I was like, that's one I've literally never heard of. I didn't know people said there was a bottomless pit in Washington. People. Oh, wait, this isn't even Washington, D.C. I'm a dumbass. It's Washington State. Ellensburg, Washington, exactly. So if you live in Ellensburg, I'm sure you already know all about this shit. It's probably all anyone talks about.
We should next podcast just to embarrass ourselves. We should both print a map. And, like, we have to name every state. It'd be so embarrassing.
I feel like I'd actually be really good at the Midwest and West Coast. The East Coast, it gets a little bit complicated. There's all these small-ass states.
Yeah, I think I would know. I'm just going to guess 30 out of the 50. But once you get to, like this part that has, like, North Virginia, Louisiana, like, basically the South / the East Coast, it's kind of like...
I don't really know about that part.
And then, like, why is New Hampshire so small? New Hampshire, I guess.
Connecticut's so small. It's like, that's a town. Just make it join one of the states nearby.
I know.
It's so annoying.
The founding fathers, like, it's kind of like, you guys' dicks are really small. I can tell.
Y'all flopped. But have you ever heard of Mel's Hole?
No, that's why I'm so excited about it.
Why do you sound so fake?
It sounds like a porno.
Mel's Hole. Oh my god, this would be such a good post. That'd be such a good title for a porn.
Okay, so the reason why I automatically thought of porn, because he did porn. It's like public, I guess. But Million Dollar Listing New York, his name is Frederick. He did a porn, and I haven't ever watched the porn, but I just thought it was so funny because he said once that he won an award for his porn that he did.
He wasn't like best like male solo scene or something like that.
Yeah, and
me acting
porn,
like I don't know. I'm just kidding.
His porn was called the Hole.
So, wait, like, that's what it was called?
I'm pretty sure it was because I remember going on IBND because it's so... I just didn't know there was porn style awards. So I was like, this is like so funny to me.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he won like best solo scene in The Hole.
I'm actually surprised of myself because I also watch Million Dollar Listings on Bravo. And I knew Frederick had a porn... How come I haven't just watched out of curiosity?
I haven't either. Well,
he won an award. Like,
it probably costs money to watch it.
Oh, I was hoping it'd just like be for free on like...
And, like, who wants to pay the $4.99?
Oh, yeah. But, so yeah, basically it's an urban legend, Mel's Hole, that there's a bottomless pit in Ellensburg, Washington. It all started in 1997, so it's pretty new.
I know, that's, 23 years.
Yeah, like it just started, yeah, in the late 90s. Because a guy who called himself Mel Waters... He was on like some radio show, I guess. And he revealed on the radio show that, yeah, there's a mysterious hole on his rural property in Washington. And the depth is at least 80,000 feet, he said.
How would he know?
Because he put a fishing line in there, I guess.
Oh.
And he said he went all the way down to 80,000 feet of line and it still hadn't reached the bottom.
Oh, stuff like this is terrifying.
Did he really have 80,000 feet of line, though?
Well, okay, I'm trying, how much is 80,000 feet?
I'm pretty sure a mile's like 3,000. That's just my, out of my memory.
Many feet in miles? Because a mile is a thing long.
Yeah.
Okay, a mile.
Wait, how many feet is a mile? I don't know how far off I was.
5,200. 5280.
Oh,
and you
okay.
said 3,000. So how long? It was 80,000?
80,000.
So he's saying that he had like 80 divided by 5. He had like 15 miles of fishing line. Yeah. I guess maybe he did.
I don't know, I guess. But it wasn't just that there was a bottomless pit on his land. It also like had kind of magical properties, he said. Because one time his neighbor's dog was dead. And I guess they threw it in the hole or something. I don't look into that part as much. But, like, the neighbor's dog died. So they put it in Mel's hole. Because they're like, I guess, why not? And then it came alive. Like, he saw that dog again alive. So he was like, oh, so this hole can bring stuff to life.
Wait. So, like, say it again so I can, like, fully absolve it.
He's saying that the hole is magical because it brought his neighbor's dead dog back to life.
But he put the dog in the hole?
They must have thrown the dead dog in there. Or maybe it accidentally, I don't know. But yeah, the dog came out alive. And yeah.
So he's even saying it's magical, which is the whole thing.
And I guess now he's saying that, yeah, everyone says it's fake. And he says the U.S., I guess like U.S. federal agents took the land from him because they were like, oh my God, like this magical hole, like you can't live here. Like this has to go to the government. And they paid for him to move back to Australia. I guess he was Australian. And yeah. So he's saying that they're all just covering it up and there's a magical hole in Washington.
Like who? Like so the U.S. government owns the property now, I'd assume?
I don't know because the exact location of the hole isn't known. People have claimed they've seen it. In 2012, somebody else came forward and said that they've seen Mel's hole. And they said it's actually a secret base for alien activity. Why does every conspiracy always go back to aliens? I love
know.
That.
It always goes to like aliens at Cuptail.
Yeah, like somehow this hole has something to do with the U.S. government and aliens, is what somebody claimed in 2012.
Okay.
I would hope. But that guy who came forward in 2012, I guess he just claimed he knew where the hole was. And he got like 30 people together and he was like, let's go to Mel's hole. I'm going to show you it. And I don't know if he like made them pay to join this like hunt, but they ended up not finding the hole. But that is easy for him because like even if I don't know if he actually made them pay, but if like he sold tickets, like I know exactly where Mel's hole is. Pay me $300 and you can come along. If they didn't find the hole, he could be like, great, the aliens covered it up. Like they'd be so easy to like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, or you could even say, oh, they're like government put glass over it so he wouldn't know.
Oh yeah,
something like that.
That'd be so easy. No matter what happens, like he could have an explanation.
Yeah.
But according to a very successful and renowned geologist, he says that the hole doesn't exist and it actually would be geologically impossible for a hole to be that deep. Because he said if a hole was that deep, it would collapse into itself. So yeah, he said it's completely fake.
Oh, I was kind of hoping that there actually was a hole. But, like, what I didn't believe was, like, the magical thing. But, I remember hearing that there was, like, sinkholes. So, like, I thought maybe it was, like, a small one of those. But I believe the geologist. I'm not a geologist.
Is he just doing it to protect the aliens?
I know. He might have got paid by them.
You never know.
Some, like, the aliens paid them in Bitcoin or something.
Probably. So, yeah, sound off in the comments below, your opinion on Mel's hole.
Where did, Sound off come from? Like I'm not joking. The first time I heard it was from you, I think, like a week ago.
I actually don't know. Stole it from some sort of thing I watched online.
But like I just find it sound off. I just picture people angry in the comments, being like, "This is fake. This is real."
So your whole topic that you want to deep dive into is reoccurring dreams.
Yeah. Do you have any reoccurring dreams?
Like actually,
any time in your life, not just present day.
I actually don't think I do, but the only dream that I actually can remember, I think I've already talked about this on the podcast, when I was like around 5 years old, I remember always, I think this is me trying to like pretend I've had a past life, but I remember having a dream of like me on like a field, like kind of like, and it was like Little House on the Prairie vibes. Like I remember like people like in like pilgrim outfits, so like that was probably my past life.
Oh, okay.
Or it might have been because I watched Little House on the Prairie at 5.
And you had multiple dreams of, like, this story.
No, I don't even know if it was multiple. I don't know if this is a reoccurring dream, but it's a dream that, like, I've thought about so many times. I remember even thinking about it, like, back when I was, like, 6 and 5. Like, I remember thinking, like, of this dream. Like, so that's not really a reoccurring. I don't think I've ever had a reoccurring dream, though.
Oh, okay. Well, like, you saying that, this doesn't have to do with reoccurring dreams, but, like, it just makes me think that there's, like, something something, like, jeans mean something. Because, like, yeah. Why do you, like, have such an attachment to that dream, you know?
I know that is weird because we dream so many dreams every night.
Yeah, and I feel
only
like,
certain ones stick with you.
I feel like, yeah, I also probably have, like, three dreams. Like, no, like, what I mean that by that is, like, three top three memorable dreams.
Mm-hmm. But you actually have had reoccurring dreams. Like, this same dream just plays over and over in multiple different nights.
Yeah, not in my adult life, but when I was, like, little, like, probably like 5, 6, 7, 8. Like, I remember having this dream so many times. Well, it was like me on a cloud. I don't know. And it was just, so this is a really popular reoccurring dream, but I had it. It was just like, and then I'd be falling and then my stomach would tickle. And you know how like dreams somehow create the feeling in your body?
Yeah.
And then I would always just wake up. That probably happened like, at least I would say like 10 times because I remember I would like be sleeping in my parents' room and I would like wake up and be like, oh, that's so scary. Yeah, that was, but I, other than that, I can't remember any.
Oh yeah. I've had dreams where I fall, but like, it's not always, it's never the same situation.
Like fall from cliffs where?
Like sometimes it'll be the most random thing. Like I'll have a dream that I'm on a walk and I'll just trip, but like, it'll feel like I'm like falling so far and then I'll, those are kind of fun though. Like I actually enjoy those. Like when you wake up and you feel like you're like falling through the bed.
Oh yeah. Cause it's kind of like a roller coaster.
Yeah. And it always happens like right when you're first going to sleep. Right. At least for me, that's how it's always been.
Oh, like those ones where you actually feel stuff.
Yeah. It always happens like when I'm the very beginning of going to the sleep, like I'll wake up like 10 minutes later and I'll be like, oh shit. Like I just went to bed. Like it never will happen at like 3 a.m. at least for me.
Yeah. I feel like that's true because when I used to always have this sleeping dream, I feel like it used to always be me falling when I was sleeping, that dream. I feel like it used to always be like when I first went to sleep.
But you never, that's your only reoccurring dream?
What, I think so, but so as I said in the beginning, this is like, this is my like antidote that I wrote in the podcast notes before someone commented to do this episode, so I'm just gonna read it, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's a paragraph long, basically like a little mini diary thing. Okay. I used to always have this dream about falling from the sky, but haven't had it in years. Okay, now this is when it gets real, guys. But last night, I had a dream about me in a swing thing by myself.
Swing thing?
So it was like a swing that was floating in the air somehow. And it wasn't like attached to a chain. It was just like floating.
Oh my God, that's iconic.
So then I was about to land at Lucas's old apartment in LA. So in this dream, I was like, for some reason, landing at Lucas's old apartment in LA. It was so funny because in the dream, it was like the same landscape. It was like Lucas's apartment. And then like everything around it was like actually in the dream. It was weird.
Like the Grove and stuff?
Yeah. And like everything else down Third Street.
Oh my God.
But missed it. So then, okay. So I'll just say this. So in this dream, I was on this swing and there was a button to go further, left, right.
Mm-hmm.
Or like east, west. Yeah, whatever. And then there was another button for elevation. And then I accidentally kept pressing up on the elevation and I was like 10,000 feet high, which I don't know if that's really high in actual life, but it felt so high. And then it glitched and I was just stuck up there. And then
that's terrifying.
The thing about it is that I feel like it was like another version of that dream when I had when I was a kid, because all I remember from the dream was me freaking out. And then I remember thinking like, this is like morbid, but I was like, I'm going to be stuck up here forever, so I think I'm just going to jump off. And then, so that's all I remember from the dream. I don't know if I did jump off or what happened, but I feel like it was, like, a continuation of that reoccurring dream. And when I woke up, I just had, like, a, like, you know when you wake up from a dream and you're like, wow.
Oh, my God. So that means that you really want to go back to the Grove.
Well,
but you're stuck.
No, it might have to do with, so when I researched reoccurring dreams, we've talked about like dreams in other podcasts, but I'll get into is like some people think, or like some psychologists, whatever, dream analysis, think that it's because like unresolved conflict. So if I had this dream now, is it the same conflict but in my adult life that I'm having? Like, but what would even be the conflict in my, when I was 5? Like, what would be a conflict that I had
that would
when I
cause
was 5?
You to have this dream of falling?
Yeah, that would have when I was, that I would also have that conflict now. So I don't know.
I don't know.
If that is real, I don't know what
it is. You know what I'm picturing though when you're doing this dream, which I think might have inspired it?
What? I think I know what you're going to say.
Say it.
Sex paranoia couple.
Yeah, the sex paranoia. What? She changes her name, but what's it now? Goldie Boutelier or something?
Goldie, yeah, something like that. The song, it's honestly, it wasn't
so
on my list for like top songs of 2021, but I legit listened. I think it
came out in like 2018 or something, but it randomly came up on my Apple radio. Like, and then we've just been loving it.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, and the album out is so cool. It's whole on this swing in the sky.
Yeah, so I feel like that inspired you.
I would say that because now thinking back to the dream, I feel like there was an element of the dream. This sounds funny because the dream was scary, but there was an element of the dream. Well, okay, so when you see that cover for that Goldie, that EP or album that she did, it's kind of magical. And it reminds me of like sparkles and shit.
Oh,
and like in
the
dream, like I feel like everything was like saturated. And like, you know, like that whole vibe, like it was kind of like an aesthetic. But yeah, so
my dreams are always very aesthetic.
Oh yeah. But dreams, I'm like, dreams, even if they are bad dreams, they are like an aesthetic. Yeah, I don't even know what an aesthetic really means. I'm not
reason,
like
right now in this moment, like trying to think back on dreams, like I can't like think in like detail. I haven't had like a vivid dream in a while. Does that mean? Actually, I have, but I always forget them. Like I remember sometimes I'll wake up and I'll be like, I'll remember my dream, but then you just forget it. So I don't have any in my mind right now.
Oh yeah. Like I feel like not, I don't have vivid dreams every night, but like last night I can name a dream that I had.
Was it scary?
No, it was like weird. It was like me in Paris with like these people that I've never, I think it was like people from my high school.
Oh my God. And, backpacking?
No, it wasn't backpacking. It was like, we were like all in like movies or some shit. And like, it was weird. I don't even know. I don't really know what the dream was, but it wasn't backpacking. It was more like we were like all like, I don't know, movie styles or some shit. I don't know.
Oh my God. But think about all these dreams we all probably have where we're just like have the best time. We just don't remember them because like, don't you pretty much only remember the ones where like you wake up in horror and you're like sweating?
Oh yeah. But we do have like dreams that are like peaceful.
Yeah, hopefully.
I actually do have one more reoccurring dream I just remembered. So this reoccurring dream isn't a reoccurring dream in the sense that it's like the same dream over and over. But it's a dream where, like, it's the reoccurring themes. Like, I don't even remember the dreams, but I've woke up so many times. So I've been done with high school. I think this June was 3 years since I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Last June. This June will be, like, 3 years, I think. Yeah, this June will be 3 years. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it is. But, yeah, I woke up from so many dreams being, like, wait, like, it turns out I have to go back to school. So it isn't a reoccurring dream in the sense where it's the same dream, because I don't even know what the dream is, but I woke up so many times when I wake up at like 8 or in the middle of the night of me being like, so I have to go back to school. This is so annoying.
I feel like that's a common one, because you always hear about people who are like in their 40s being like, why do I still have dreams like stressing about college, or like, why do I still have dreams stressing about like a high school ACT or some shit? Like, I feel like, yeah, maybe there's just so much anxiety in that time of your life that like, it'll stick with you forever.
Yeah, it turns out that actually is a reoccurring dream. And this, so I got all this information from sciencealot.com, and here are a few things I learned. So nearly 2/3 of the population have reoccurring dreams.
Oh, so am I unique?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Like, you always say like you're different. It's like, this is proof.
You always say you're different. It's not like the most annoying bitch in the
just
universe.
Joking, like, but like, I feel like we like both joke about like, I'm like so unique. It's just a joke though.
But like, I bet, but then again, if it's as much as 2/3, that leads me to believe that it's actually everyone. And these bitches who are in the 1/3 like me, who are like, we don't have reoccurring dreams, like, maybe you just don't remember it. It's like, boo boo, you have so many dreams at night. Like everyone's. So basically in my mind, it's a fact that everyone has reoccurring dreams.
Yeah. So let's just change it to nearly 100% of the population.
Exactly. 100%.
Now this is a quote from the article. Reoccurring dreams often occur during times of stress or over long periods of time, sometimes several years or even a lifetime. So basically like that reoccurring dream of me falling, it like came back. So like, that's why I was saying, like, was it, like, the same stress factor? Like, it was, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, somehow, like, if I connected the dots, I'd find out, you know?
Have you delved, like, really deep in, like, a 6-week therapy retreat?
I feel like I just need to do, like, so much acid. I'm joking.
And then figure it out?
Yeah. Nah, I feel like you could do it sober. Usually, there are common themes. Like I said, like, going to school. But then, like, my jokes that I did for common themes. Like, getting whipped. That's not a common dream, but it's just like a joke.
Oh, you just wrote that like while you're researching?
Yeah, because it's kind of kind of funny. About a few people laughed.
Other people out there, insert the laugh track.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What if a revamp for the podcast was like doing laugh tracks?
Oh, my God. One day we're going to do this every single week with a live studio audience.
That would be fun, like, even just five people.
I know, I just need to hear, like, reactions. Like, every now and then, like, when we're talking about these scary things, they go, or they say, like, wait, really? Like, I just want, like, little reactions like that.
But I also want it to be the type of thing where, like, they're in the mindset of, like, oh, okay, so if I'm watching something funny on TV, in real life I'd laugh, but on TV, most of the time I don't laugh. But yeah. I want it to be the type of thing where, like, these people know, like, oh, if you feel an emotion, like, exaggerate it.
Oh, yeah, and, like, by the end when they're laughing, it, like, sounds like they're crying because they're, like, forcing it so much.
Oh, yeah, and they have, like, trauma from the event.
Oh, yeah, they have PTSD.
Okay, now, most reoccurring dreams are negative. But some people have positive ones. Like, I guess some people have reoccurring dreams about having sex with, like, DILFs and MILFs. Oh. I made up the DILFs and MILFs, but some people have, like, reoccurring dreams about sex or condoms. So people do have positive reoccurring dreams. But reoccurring dreams can appear and disappear throughout life. Like that following one. It all goes back to me. Okay, now this is one of the... So, one of the guesses, or, like, scientific guesses behind reoccurring dreams is unresolved conflicts.
Oh, okay. So, something's unresolved in your life or your psyche. So, you keep, like, returning to it.
Which, like, this doesn't even have to do with reoccurring dreams. When we've researched dreams before, that's what, like, a lot of people think. Like, you have dreams to process things that happen throughout the day or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, usually happen... through tough time and disappear when stressful time is over. Reoccurring dreams often metaphorically? Yeah, reflect the emotional concerns of the dreamer. For example, dreaming of a tsunami is common following trauma or abuse. This is a typical example of a metaphor that can represent emotions of hopelessness, panic, or fail in waking life. I didn't know that tsunami reference. Like, I guess sometimes if you dream about that, it could mean that trauma abuse. But I...
Oh, my God.
It's weird that, like... I'm pretty sure these are, like, scientists or something. Like, actually think that, like, dreams are, like, metaphors for life.
That's because, weird to me. Like, because this is creepy. It kind of creeps me out for some reason because I'm like, our minds, like, coming up with these, like, metaphors and shit? Like, why don't they just tell us directly?
Maybe it would be, like, too much.
I don't get why. I just said, why don't they? Like, who's they?
But the thing about it is that's, like, so amazing. Because I feel like whenever I have dreams, like, I sometimes do try to, like, okay, so what does it relate back to life? Which is, like, basically kind of doing a metaphor. And, like, if that's true, then, like, you can, like, figure out what your dreams are just by thinking about it for a little bit.
Oh, that's weird.
So that's a thing. Oh, yeah. And then some people, when faced with a stressful situation in life, they may dream about... showing up unprepared for a math exam. Yeah, so, like, just, like, with my school dream, it could just be, like, I was stressed about, let's just say I was stressed about, like, I didn't edit a video, so, like, maybe I had a dream that I was back in school, some shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, although the circumstances are different, a similar feeling of stress or desire to excel can trigger the same dream scenario again. Oh, yeah, so this is basically saying, like, just because I had that falling dream, it could be like another stressful factor in my life. It doesn't need to be the exact stress factor.
Oh, okay. So you might have actually resolved the stuff from when you were 5 or 6.
Yeah, hopefully at least.
So now it's just a new thing.
Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online. It's really easy to do so. I shop online probably multiple times a month because it's so convenient. And it's always nice to have a few promo codes at the checkout to save you a few bucks. Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shipping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tuck-in gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. They really do it all.
Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and when you check out, the Honey button drops down, and all you have to do is click Apply Coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site, and if Honey does find a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
Recently, I bought new pillows for my bedding because my other ones were getting old and kind of crusty, and I saved about $5, and that was great, thanks to Honey.
Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. We'd never recommend something we don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/LucasJacob. That's joinhoney.com/LucasJacob.
But now another thing about Reoccurring Dreams is the continuum of repetition. Now, I'm just going to try to explain this in the best that I can. So there's like four different ones. So one possible explanation is that some of these scripts have been preserved in humans due to the evolutionary advantage they bring.
Wait, so like you mean passed down from like generations dreams are? Is that what you mean?
I guess this is the theory. Yeah. So I'd have a dream about me falling because like it was like helping these people like that were ancient.
Oh, like they were always scared of falling because like in their family they lived in the mountains and like.
Yeah. So then somehow these dreams would go to generation to generation.
I didn't even think about like dreams that could have gotten like from your ancestors.
I know that is pretty amazing though.
That explains my pilgrim dream that I brought up earlier.
Because it was one of your ancestors.
Yeah. So like, what if that's what, you know how people say like, I went to a hypnotherapist and I uncovered my past life. Maybe they're just uncovering like dreams from their ancestors that are in their subconscious.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And you need that out. Which, those are just stuck in
this
there.
Actually is a thing on there saying that you can get dreams from your ancestors that I completely misinterpreted.
No,
that.
So this is the exact quote. One possible. So, okay, first of all.
Is this a random, like, WordPress?
No, this is literally from Science a lot. I don't know if it's reputable, but.
We'll just say it is.
But yeah, this is the quote. One possible explanation is that some of these scripts, so like in scripts, they mean like a script for a dream.
Yeah.
Have been, because like Jesus is writing the script.
Have and the
been,
Hail Mary.
Have been preserved in humans due to the evolutionary advantage they bring. So like you said, falling back in the day, like they actually were scared of falling. And it is an advantage that they had that dream. But now like it isn't really.
Oh my gosh.
It still is useful because you can trip and
oh,
die.
Oh yeah, people are rock climbing
sense.
And shit.
Yeah.
But I actually believe this now because of dogs. I remember Luna, my pet dog, she always has, I remember even when she was a puppy, she'd never even really gone out in like a walk or anything, not stayed at a dog boarding place. And she'd have these dreams of like sprinting and shit and like, woo-hoo-hoo! But it's like, unless maybe like at wherever she was like born, maybe she like some got in fights or something, but like maybe that was passed down from past dogs, like getting in fights and stuff, you know?
That even makes me think, I don't remember a dream of me having this, but like, so something else that would help us out is knowing how to fight. Cause like back in the day, like you probably yeah. actually got in fights. So I was like, no, it just is like for like, oh, you stole my goal, so I'm gonna fight you, which isn't really needed.
Yeah.
But like maybe people have dreams about punching someone because in the dream, they like picture them punching someone. So that it would be an advantage. Cause then when if it did happen in real life, you would like know how to do it.
Oh yeah. Something like
or
that.
Some shit like that. So that's number one. The number two, so like, I don't really, what are these supposed to be? Okay, I'm just going to read these number two. But basically continuum of repetition is basically saying reoccurring dreams could even be one little factor of a dream that always pops up. So like, so you always have a dream about making coffee, and that's just one little part of this big dream. That, in its sense, is a reoccurring dream because you're like, so let's say the dream is you're at work and you're doing a presentation, but you get coffee before the presentation in the dream. That's like, so reoccurring dreams, like,
it doesn't
like
have to be the exact like same like scenario.
Yeah, it's like a line. So like at the farthest end, it's a exact same dream every night. But then at the least farthest end, it's like there's so many dreams that you have where you don't have a toe. But that's not even a significant
part of the dream.
Or like
even just falling in a dream. Or like if you have I've had dreams, multiple dreams where like I can't talk, but I'm like trying to talk, but nothing comes out.
Yeah, so like.
But it's every single one's a different scene. Like it's not in a different setup.
Yeah, so that would be like farther down. That would be like less of a reoccurring dream, but it is a reoccurring dream. But I put 1, 2, 3, 4, so the evolutionary thing was one. Now two is some common themes may be explained in part by physiological phenomena that take place during sleep. A 2018 study by a research team in Israel found that dreaming of losing one's teeth was not particularly linked to symptoms of anxiety, but was rather associated to, have you heard of this, teeth clenching during sleep? So, oh. So that teeth falling out dream that I've never had, have you?
No.
It wouldn't, I guess some people think that it wouldn't have actually mean that you, it's like a stress factor. It just mean because when you're actually sleeping, you like clench your teeth. Oh, another example would be like, maybe when you sleep, you like, if you squeeze your legs together and you sleep, maybe you'd have a dream about like peeing because there's a lot of
warmth. Oh, yeah.
In your legs.
I can see that.
And then three, when we sleep, our brains continue to perceive external stimuli such as sound, smells, or internal body sensations. Which, like, I didn't know this. So, I guess when I'm sleeping, like, if someone, like, shit in my room, like, I might have a dream about, like, shit. Or, like, if someone's cooking chicken noodle soup at 3 o'clock in the morning and I smell it somehow, like, that could get interpreted. That could become
your dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually, yeah, you for sure can still hear while you're sleeping. Because if you ever, like, taken a nap in, like, a living room or something where other people are still awake and talking and shit, like, you just take a nap midday. And when you wake up, like, you kind of, like, remember what they were talking about. But, like, not fully. But, like, if they bring it up, like, if, like, you hear about it later, like, you can kind of remember it in a weird way.
Yeah, I could see that. It makes me think, like, people that listen to this podcast when they go to sleep, it's more that, like, we, like, whatever the topics are could somehow, like, be in their
dreams. Haven't people emailed us that happens?
Yeah, I think people have. And then the fourth one is similarly, some authors have proposed that dreams of... So these are just theories, I guess, these four topics. Okay. Some authors have proposed that dreams of falling or flying are caused by our vestibular system. I'm butchering this. Which contributes to balance and can reactivate spontaneously during REM sleep. So with this falling dream, it could have nothing to do with stress factors. It could literally just be because this...
This one thing gets activated. System.
Yeah, so then you think that you're falling in this dream. Yeah, so basically, I guess you could say, like, the, like, ones that, like, where the studies are saying, like, your teeth are falling out. That's more of, like, a logical answer, I guess you'd say, than, like, a stress.
Oh, yeah, like, so is it basically there's no one's really for sure if, like, there is even these metaphors in dreams or if it is just completely unrelated and just, like, your brain just, like, throwing stuff at a wall and it means nothing.
Yeah, or, like, stuff that's happening in your body goes to your brain, like, if you feel something and you're sleeping. But, yeah, I feel like I'm leaning towards the metaphors because it sounds more fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it could be a bit of both. Like, I feel like maybe your brain does come up with, like, metaphors sometimes. But I also think sometimes maybe your brain just, like, throws a dream at you that, like, is just random things in your mind that, like, are all connected and it makes literally no sense and, like, doesn't even have a deeper meaning. But, like, for some reason, your brain needed to just throw it at the wall while you're sleeping, you know?
Yeah. That also could be it.
Who knows?
I asked on our Twitter account, which you can follow our Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok accounts.
Links below.
Yeah. I think we're going to start being more active on those.
The podcast ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On the TikTok, we're going to be posting clips. So, yeah. Follow
and
it.
And on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Hell motherfucking yeah.
But, yeah, these are stuff that people sent us on Twitter. I have a reoccurring dream character. He's called the Bat Janitor. He's a bat, but human-sized, and he's a janitor.
That sounds horrid.
I know, that's just so random. I feel like it's like, I've never heard this.
I know, I feel like you need to make a comic book out of this or something, like the bat janitor.
No, that's what's so cool about dreams. Yeah, whoever this is should, because I remember watching a video, someone made a book or a TV show, and they said that they literally got the idea in one of their dreams. And I feel like that's for sure a thing. Like, even with video ideas, I don't have an example, but, like, I feel like you for sure could get, like, such, like, just because in your dreams, it's kind of like you're, like, unhinged. So, like, you just might have some, like, crazy dreams, and, like, if it's a good idea, then I forget. There's people that's have actually done this, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Max Martin, the iconic producer, he came up with Hit Me Baby One More Time in his sleep.
Oh, yeah, so you get, like, genius ideas.
I guess he just, like, woke up. He woke up and, like, had, like, the idea in his head, like, hit me, baby, one more. I don't know if it was that part. He had, like, one part of the song. I think it was, like, I forgot what. Some, like, hook from the song was in his mind. And then he put it on the tape recorder. But he was so tired that he didn't want to put it on the tape recorder because he was like, oh, I'm just going to go to sleep. Like, yes, this sounds cool. Like, this little idea just came up with in my sleep. But then he put it on the recorder and the rest is history.
Oh, my God. That's
Can
crazy.
You imagine? If he didn't put that on the recorder, we might not have ever gotten Britney Spears. Like, she might not have ever been as successful. Also, we wouldn't have gotten Zoe 101.
Think about all the last ideas. Because there's a bunch of last ideas that are probably genius.
Yeah,
100%.
People listening right now, you probably came up with the next amazing thing, but you were too lazy to write it down.
Yeah.
Wake up and write it down. But I feel like I'm just... I feel like if I had a good idea at 2 a.m., I might not write it down either.
I mean...
But I'm going to try to.
I like have tried like having a dream journal because I... Not recently, but I kind of want to get back into it. I like... Well, I still have a dream about being able to do it, but like back in like 2020, I like really wanted to lucid dream. So I literally like tried to write my dreams down when I woke up.
That wasn't like the first step.
Yeah, because then if you write your dreams down, it also leads to you like another tip for lucid dreaming is like right now I could like pinch myself or touch myself and say this is reality, which would in turn in your dream. You would think, wait, is this reality? So then if you pinch yourself, it wouldn't feel like that.
Oh, then you know you're in a dream and you can start lucid.
Yeah, and you could like do whatever you wanted.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's like a tip, by the way. I forgot to say that. If you always have a reoccurring dream and it actually like makes you suffer in actual life because a reoccurring dream is like so bad, I guess lucid dreaming can help and writing your dreams out, which writing your dreams out is a tip for how to lucid dream.
Oh my God, go off.
Another one was, I always have a reoccurring dream of being attacked by a shark, like weekly for years.
Oh my, damn, I just want to, I'm guessing that they still get like super like stressed out in the dream, that's why it's reoccurring. But like, that's crazy, it happens so many times, but like your body still gets stressed. But the best way, like you said, to get through that is to lucid dream.
Yeah, which like, but I feel like I don't even know that much about lucid dreaming, but like maybe lucid dreaming is a thing where only like certain people can do it.
Part
of me like thinks like, because I've never done it, so just okay, I believe in lucid dreaming. I believe obviously people do it, but it just sounds so unrealistic to me. That's why like, still want to try to do it. But another person said my teeth falling out, which
a common one.
Yeah, which could mean that you're chittle chattering your teeth when you're sleeping. So just a tip.
Get a mouth guard.
Yeah.
I would not give a shit how bad the dentist said, wear a mouth guard to bed. I would never. I don't give a shit. I'm chomping down my teeth.
I was mad at the dentist when I went the other day because, so thankfully I don't have any cavities. I'm really thankful. But the one thing they told me was, do you drink coffee or tea? And I said, yeah. And then they said, well, your bottom teeth
They low-key said you have butter teeth.
But the thing about it, no, but this is why I'm mad at the dentist, was because I feel like, I don't know if it actually affects your health, but why does the dentist care about
that's
looks?
Just cosmetic. It's just like, yeah. Boo-boo, let me have my corn cob mouth.
No, but my thing is that, okay, even if I do have stained teeth, is it actually like a health reason?
No, I'm just going to say no. Never read anything about dentistry, but no.
Because I'm going to continue going to the dentist. Like, they obviously help, but it's kind of just like, but it gets to a point where it's like, I'm not going to get my teeth whitened.
I know, them like that little side hustle being like, okay, if I recruit like 5 people to get teeth whitened, I get a bonus. It's like,
that's what she told me.
But your teeth, looking at them, they're white. So do not listen. Who cares about your bottom teeth?
Okay, so I
never see your bottom teeth. When you smile, you don't show them. When you talk, you don't show them. Who gives a fuck if they're just rotten?
But just from your perspective, look at my top teeth.
Okay.
Now my bottom teeth. These are like the corn cob teeth.
Okay. Ew! I'm kidding. They actually look exactly the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe if I really look, I'm like, oh, maybe slightly darker.
So do you think
like,
she was lying?
She was low-key just trying to get clout, money, and fame.
I always get scared that like my dentist, like, because I feel like I sometimes talk about going to the eye doctor on here, like I'm just joking, saying like, they're like so annoying. They're just as a joke. Like, what if they accidentally watch this? It's a joke, guys.
I mean, hopefully they wouldn't be offended. Like, everyone hates dentists.
Just
kidding.
Yeah.
I actually don't hate dentists, but like, I'm always annoyed at the dentist because like, someone's scraping my fucking teeth so hard and shit. Like, they could be the best people in the world, but I'll always associate them with horrible things.
For sure.
And I'll trying to talk to you. It's like, your whole fist is in my mouth.
I know.
Can't reply. One time I had a dentist in LA who always tried to make jokes. So annoying. Like, I always worry that like since I like, I guess like this sounds so dumb, but like I try to like make jokes during life. I don't want to be the type of bitch who's making jokes where people have to like feel like they have to constantly fake laugh. Cause like that's how I felt at the dentist. Like I was like, can we just not with like the routine? Like he had a whole routine with like the dental hygienist. And I was like, even if I found it funny, I don't like having to laugh when there's all this stuff in my mouth.
Yeah, I think the thing with like jokes, just in actual life, not like pulpit, like being like, I'm a stand-up comedian, is that like, if you do it with people that you actually know, like I mean, it doesn't matter if they laugh, because it's kind of like, I'm just saying something. But with things where it's like, okay, so if I'm hanging out with Lucas and I'm just like saying stuff just to be funny, I don't actually think it, like, I don't really care if you laugh, because it's like, oh, like, we both just think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's why in these situations, like with a doctor or something, like, you don't know them and you don't want to be rude, so you have to fake laugh. Yeah, but with just day-to-day life, you don't do that with your friends and family, hopefully.
Yeah, but yeah, like, with random people, it's kind of, like, it does get to a point where it's like, I want to be, like, fun and goofy, but it does get to a point where it's like, since I don't know you, like, I feel like I have to, like, have this fake-ass smile on. And, like, then if you don't laugh, it's kind of saying, like, you're like, this is dumb. But the next Julia Coyne dream. Don't ask why, but I have this dream that I'm in a dark hotel room with a dog bed on the side of the bed.
Oh my
Very
God.
Crucial to the story. Anyways, so I wake up with pitch blackness and I grown man, so they're a grown man, is sleeping in the fucking dog bed. And then the dog jumps up at me and I wake up wailed. But love you.
Oh,
thanks.
My God, that is intricate.
I know. This dream is, like, actually so interesting. So you are in this hotel room and you sleep in the dog bed, and then this dog gets mad at you.
I know, and you aren't even in the regular bed either. Oh, I guess they're probably, like, a chihuahua in a past life.
That's my interpretation.
At London Tipton Suite, because it's in a hotel.
Oh, yeah. And Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Yep.
Whole real name is Brenda Song, right?
Yeah.
She's now engaged to Macaulay Culkin, just for a little celebrity news.
Home Alone person.
Yeah.
Just in case someone didn't know.
I know. Like, to anyone, like, any celebrity, I'm just going to refer to them, like, by, like, little phrases. Like, for Kim Kardashian, sex tape girl. Or, like, big ass girl.
Or the most stereotypical thing about them.
I know. It's basically me, yeah.
Ricky Martin, gay singer.
The next one. Honestly, when I was a kid, I had a reoccurring dream where I'd be walking along, enjoying my day, and all of a sudden I would fill with a sense of impending doom, and I'd look down to see my tummy covered in sesame seeds, seed bun. And then this was over 140 characters, so they did another tweet and said,
holy shit, part
I
two.
I didn't eat sesame seed buns for 7 years due to the chew fail this induced.
Oh, maybe that actually goes to, like, when you go to, like, therapy or something and you say you have a fear, they say, like, you have to face that fear, like, if it's safe. If you have, like, a fear of, like, fire, like, don't go in a fireplace. But,
yeah.
But, like, I almost feel like you should be eating a lot of sesame seed stuff to work through this. The more you avoid it, the stronger it becomes.
I understand this fail, though, because, like, when I picture, like, so sesame seeds, just looking at them don't gross me out. But, you know, when you picture sesame seeds, like, you picture them to be like bugs. And if I picture it in this certain way, sesame seeds gross me out.
Oh, yeah.
But they
I don't know.
They wouldn't gross me out. But if I picture it, I'm trying to picture how you picture it. And then they actually do picture.
Yeah, if they were like stuck to my stomach, yeah, I would be grossed out.
Yeah. So that like these recurring dreams are original. Like, you guys are like really original.
I know. Thank you guys for sending those in.
Well, there's a few more.
Oh.
Okay, the next one.
Didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. I'm joking. I have a reoccurring dream that my kindergarten teacher kidnaps me and hides me in a coat. My sister has to save me, and she lives in the school because she's invisible, and she can make people walk through walls into their clubhouse. This all started when my kindergarten teacher said at a teacher conference that if she had a daughter, she would want her to be just like me. And in this person's five-year-old brain, they took it as she wanted to kidnap her.
Oh.
So yeah, basically, the reoccurring dream was like, oh, she had to like escape.
She was stressed out by her kindergarten teacher because her kindergarten teacher wanted a kid just like her. So she's like, obviously that's like what a kidnapper would say.
And that actually makes sense in the dream.
I know. It's like, but I don't want to leave my family and join your family, kindergarten teacher.
I have like a vivid memory of being in preschool. And they used to... No, I don't know about always say, but they used to say, what's that saying? Don't talk to strangers. No, it's like a saying.
Stranger danger?
Stranger danger. Okay, now, I don't know if this is from a movie or something, but I have this, like, whenever they said this, and still, when I have stranger danger, I have, like, this picture in my mind. I have, like, wood doors, and then, like, someone's opening them with, like, a cowboy hat and, like, a gun in their hand.
That's
and,
what
like,
you picture a stranger danger?
I always have, and it must be from a movie or something, because why would my brain come up with that?
Oh, my God. My immediate thought when I think of stranger danger is leaving school with a book bag as like a second grader, because it's probably when I first learned about all this stuff, and like someone pulls up in a car and is like, get in, like that's what I always picture, because that was always in those videos they showed when they said like, if somebody comes after school and says that your mom told them to pick you up, do not listen, like, so that's always what I picture like a station wagon, just like the classic, you know?
Yeah.
And then like telling me to get into the car.
I feel like so many kids were scared of that, because that wasn't specifically what I was scared of, but I remember like one of our teachers said this, something along what your teacher told you. And I had this really scary fear of because you know when you're in elementary school and your parents call you to leave and they say it, they call the teacher or something.
Yeah,
or
you don't like talk to them directly.
So I was kind of scared that this would happen sometimes, that someone would say, they're my mom, and say, picking up Jacob Cruikshank. and then I'd go to the office, and then I'd be too scared to say that it wasn't my mom, and then I'd get kidnapped.
You would be too scared to tell them this isn't my mom?
No.
You would be just airing the car.
It could have been a thing where I wouldn't be too scared, but I would say, this isn't my mom, but the secretary would be like, this literally is your mom.
I think
it might have been that, but it could have been the other way, and like maybe I was just, oh no, like you said. But yeah, I don't know, but I remember actually being scared of that.
Oh my God.
Now, the very last one that you guys sent in was, I grew up in a small island in the Maritimes, Canada.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that existed, but awesome.
It's off the coast of Maine, but we have to take a 20-minute ferry ride to get to and from. When the tide is crazy low, it has to take a different route so it doesn't hit a ledge. And they would say we had to take Max Island Way. So that's what like, they called that, I guess.
Yeah.
So on Max Island, a pack of coyotes lived there, and I would always get scared. I have had this dream of the coyote pack swimming up to the moving ferry, climbing up on it, opening my cow door, and eating me so many times. They also were wearing pink tutus in the dream. And then they said, I hate that I still have this dream. But I'm a mother of three, and I haven't lived there for 8 years, and they still have this dream.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even picture coyotes swimming. So that's
and with
like
a tutu? Is that what it was?
Yeah, pink tutus. Your brains are interesting.
I know.
But yeah, this dream actually does sound, like when you're in the dream state, it sounds terrifying.
I know, like, for sure.
A pack of coyotes trying to break into the ferry.
And they're wearing tutus, so it's like, are they gay?
Oh, gay coyotes.
Makes it scarier? Just kidding.
Because gay people are so unhinged. I'm joking.
So that was all the recurring dreams?
Yeah, I just picked some random ones for Trudeau. Thanks for sending those in.
So do we believe recurring dreams? I'm just kidding. Obviously, this one's like a real thing.
Like, the kind of like fake.
You guys all made that up.
Oh, but like what side are you on? Are you more on like the logical side of being like, oh, so you have a dream about coyotes because like, let's just say it has something to do with your body or it has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. Or are you more of like, every dream has a meaning? I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Let's just quick say what we think.
Like I said, yeah, I feel like I'm kind of mostly, I feel like, yeah, I'm mostly in like the side where most of your dreams mean nothing.
But some of them mean something.
Yeah. Like I feel like it's just your brain. Like we said, like sleep is to like refresh your brain, like work through all this shit. So it could just be like random things thrown at the wall. Oh, this is a fear you have. Let's throw it. Oh, this was like just random shit thrown at a wall that doesn't necessarily like add up to like a huge equation, you know?
Yeah. I mostly believe they have a meaning, but then part of me, I guess this still wouldn't mean they have a meaning, but like maybe you just have dreams about random shit, because then like if you didn't have dreams about this random shit, you might be, so I don't even know if this is the correct word to use, but like you might actually be like crazy, because like then you'd like,
oh
end
yeah,
up,
like your mental health would be worse.
Yeah, like your mental health would be worse than like if you have, yeah, it would be worse than it is, because like you wouldn't like, I don't know, like things like wouldn't make as much sense. So like you might view things way differently.
Oh yeah, because your brain wouldn't be working through it all and like the,
yeah, so I kind of lean towards that side where like everything's trying to like, it's trying to like make everything make sense. So then like,
oh yeah, I could see that.
Because you know like we kind of like how like we need everything to make sense. So like if something doesn't make sense and it's working, it's like, but we need to know why it makes sense.
Maybe that's why. I actually have one email before we end.
Okay, what is it?
This is an email from one of you guys. Okay, so I recently turned 22 and decided to buy myself a diamond bracelet.
I'm feeling 22.
I know, and they bought themselves a diamond bracelet. Okay, bougie. When I mentioned wanting to buy one, my friend Drew was talking so much shit about how he thought I was dumb and that I'd probably end up getting scammed. I ignored him and went to the jeweler and bought the one I liked. Despite it being a reputable jeweler, I'm a paranoid whore, so I bought a diamond tester. It was real. But I didn't want to waste the $20 I spent on the diamond tester, so I decided to go around testing all my friends' jewelry who wanted it. I mean, also, like, your friend group is bougie. Like, I'm picturing, like, these New York City people. Like, who just has, all your friends have diamonds and shit? Like, buying yourself a diamond bracelet? Like, that's never been a thought in my mind. Like, I'm going to buy a diamond bracelet. And, like, if I had a diamond tester, like, I really wouldn't have anything to test it on.
Yeah, or, like I also, like, picture this other one where, like, I've... a bunch of money, and like I still can't picture myself buying like diamonds, but
your friend group.
Diamonds are obviously cool.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Okay, so they went around testing all their friends' jewelry, and you guys probably guessed where this is going. Drew, the guy who from before was saying, "You're gonna get scammed, like you don't know anything." Yeah, he asked me to test his earring, and of course, it came up fake. The tester didn't move, it does when it's real. And he was super skeptic, saying, "No way, it's real." So just to prove, I showed him what the real earring looked like, and it was super awkward. Do you think he knew they were fake or no? And am I a bitch for laughing at him? I feel like you aren't. I feel like you're in the right in this situation because, like he was making you sound dumb in the beginning, being like, "Yeah, like you're not mature enough to get a diamond bracelet. You're gonna get screwed over." And like, it's like. You're wearing fake Shein. You're wearing Shein wish.com earrings. Like, he tried it. It just shows that everyone's always projecting.
Oh, yeah, like...
projection.
What I think is that maybe Drew, like, knew that his earrings were fake, but since you had a real diamond necklace, he just like instantly was like, "Wait, I actually want real earrings," even though he knew they were fake. So like when he said they were fake, he was like, he already knew they were fake, but he was still like "Fuck, like, oh, this kind of sucks." Like a little bit came being like, "You actually have red," like a little mate, I don't know, maybe like a little bit jealous, I guess.
Oh my god, if any of you guys are out there wearing fake diamonds and stuff, you should be so scared, because like people are gonna start getting jewelry fake diamond testers and like testing them all the time.
But I feel like it'd be fine to have either.
Oh, yeah, but if you were, like, pretending that it was real.
Oh, yeah, if you yeah, that's a whole
obviously
story.
Fine to wear, like, fake shit, but if you're, like, going around being like, "Yeah, it's 30K, it's like...
So not to, like, get into this person's finances, but, like, what is, like, the cheapest diamond necklace
that's
you can
what I
get?
Want to know. Like, she got a diamond bracelet, or he, I don't know who it was,
cheapest diamond bracelet. Because, like, could I buy a diamond bracelet for even $500? I can't picture that, but
yeah, how much
I?
Is, like, a tennis bracelet?
I just typed in cheapest diamond bracelet, and, like, there's this one that's $400. So but it's like, how do I know if they're real?
I would picture like to get one, it would be at least $400.
But the thing about it is I think like tennis bracelets...
Yeah. Missing, they're like $1,100.
Yeah, they range from like $15,000. But then,
oh, that's the lowest. $15,000.
Well, but you could get a really thin one. I'm just pulling up a photo. Oh, the photo won't load. But there's this really thin one for $1,200.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they started at $15,000. I was like, holy shit.
That's like, yeah. I just like, I want to like maybe I'll just keep stop buying diamonds. It's my investment.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. All right, well, that's
but yeah,
all
congrats
we have.
On the diamond purchase.
Oh yeah, and go off for exposing your friend. You're it's okay that you laughed at him because he came after you first. You didn't throw the first stone. They always say, doesn't the Bible say like when you get slapped, turn the other cheek? No, when you get slapped by a diamond tester and expose those hoes and yeah. Make a TikTok about it.
Yeah, I feel like by the end of the day, I feel like he's like. I have no idea, but I feel like you guys are like still.
You should like mention it every
still
time.
Still be like friends.
Mention it like joke. Every day.
I was saying like, what?
So yeah, you're broke. Just kidding.
I actually do want to kind of start wearing jewelry. Like not even like, it doesn't need to be like fancy jewelry, but it does look cool when people like have like rings and necklaces. This kind of goes into my energy of like my outer persona of having jewelry and tattoos. That's like my alternate persona.
I still need to start my sleeve.
I feel like 2022 isn't the year for me. I'm joking. I don't know.
My psychic said I shouldn't start till next year.
Oh, I probably will. Maybe like when I turn 21, like when I'm like, yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, also, I might get a nose ring because people always ask me if I've had a nose ring because I have a blackhead so deep. They're always like, that it looks like I had like a scar. So I might as well get a nose ring where that scar is. It's like exactly where a nose ring would go. Oh. But actually, I just don't want a nose ring. They actually look cool on people, but for me, I just can't picture it.
Yeah, that's the thing is like with these things that you can do to your body, like I'd actually be down to have like tattoos. I don't know if I'm ever going to do it, but I'd be like down. But with a nose ring, lip rings and all that stuff, like I actually just don't want one. Like I,
oh yeah. Like for, I don't even like, it's not even like, oh, maybe it's just a, in my mind, it's just a hard no.
Yeah. I feel like even if I was like, let's say I was like drunk one night and like, someone said, like, you should get a nose ring. Like, I just know I still would.
Yeah, like, I, just, I like, could literally be in a blackout.
Any, yeah, all, like, I'd get, like, tattoos or, like, but yeah, I just wouldn't. No, like, eyebrow. They honestly just, like, kind of, they, like, make me scared if someone tugged on my skin. They
oh,
don't, like,
yeah.
What I mean is that they scare me is that, like, but I have earring holes. But you get over things like that. Because when I first got earrings, I was like, what if, like, I'm in, like, a fight and like someone tries to tear my ears out, but no. That would never
is it like
happen.
Really easy to tear an ear off?
I'm pretty sure it is,
because I remember a girl in high school told me that she ripped a girl's ear off in a fight, and I was like, you're scary. I was like, you should be, are you, is that like, I thought you go to jail for something like that. But I was like, and also I was like, you can't just rip someone's ear off. And then she was like, no, it's actually very easy. I'm like, ew.
I forgot what I heard it too, but I'm pretty sure like it's one of like the easiest things to rip off. Like it obviously would be difficult, I'm assuming, but like, but I guess like there isn't like bone or something that's like only cartilage that would be. Should we try it?
All right, next podcast. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a splendid rest of your day.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.